This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Ongoing prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley extended till 14th of June. Government to administer recently received COVID-19 vaccine to people aged between 60 and 64 years from 8th of June. Ministry of Health and Population reports 7,292 recoveries from coronavirus infection and 5,316 new cases in last 24 hours. And Israel opposition parties agree to form new unity government. Now the news in detail. The ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley has been extended for 10 more days with slight modification. A meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur yesterday decided to continue the lockdown till the 14th of June, aiming to curb the coronavirus infection. Bhaktapur chief district officer Prem Prasad Bhatrai said the retail, grocery, food stores and departmental stores could remain opened until 9 a.m. each day. Similarly, developmental construction activities could be operated in a closed way with boarding facilities for the workers. Likewise, the vehicle ferrying Delhi goods and supplies could be operated following a fixed timetable. Other activities shall remain prohibited as per the previous decision. The government is planning to administer the anti-COVID-19 vaccine to chunk of population belonging to 60 to 64 years of age from the 8th of June. The Ministry of Health and Population has said as 1 million doses of vaccines from China arrived in Nepal yesterday, people between 60 to 64 years would be immunized in this phase. The government of China had provided 1 million doses of Varicel to Nepal on grant a few days ago, following a telephone conversation between President Bidya Devi Bhandari and her Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Senior citizens would be administered the vaccine only after ensuring the booster dose of it. More people above 18 years of age in the districts bordering China will also be given vaccine along with the senior citizens. In solidarity with Nepal in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, the French government has extended support of medical equipment and supplies to the government of Nepal. Ambassador of France to Nepal, François-Xavier Lezer, handed over the health supplies to Minister for Health and Population, Hridesh Tripathi, at a brief ceremony held at Trivandrum International Airport yesterday. The medical support provided by France includes 504,000 masks, 20,225 antigen test kits, 12,000 protection glasses and 14 respirators including consumables. On the occasion, the Minister for Health and Population thanked the government and people of France for their generous support of life-saving materials. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 5,316 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in the past 24 hours. In its daily update of corona cases, the ministry has stated that 80.8% of the infected people have recovered so far. In the last 24 hours, 7,219 people got recovered from the infection. Meanwhile, additional 101 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Nepal yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,555. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to the conservation of Jude region. Issuing a statement yesterday, spokesperson at the Ministry of Finance, Mahesh Acharya, urged people not to be misled by rumours and not to doubt on the government's commitment in conserving Chure region. Spokesperson Acharya said the programme will be launched as per the recommendation of the concerned stakeholders making necessary regulatory measures. The CPN-UML Standing Committee meeting called for yesterday had been postponed until further notice. UML Party Office Secretary Sherbadu Tamang said the Standing Committee meeting called for yesterday had been postponed, citing the need for further preparation for the meeting. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has appointed Gehendra Raj Bhandari as the non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Luxembourg. In a statement yesterday, spokesperson at the president's office, Rup Narayan Bhattwari, said Nepal's resident ambassador to Belgium, Raj Bhandari, has been given an additional portfolio. The Election Commission has asked People's Socialist Party's chair Mahanta Thakur to furnish the party's decision attested by the party's Central Committee Office bearers to the Commission. Joint spokesperson of the Commission, Komal Prasad Thamala, said although Chairman Thakur sent a letter to the Commission yesterday informing about expulsion of another chair of the party, Upendra Yadav, he did not submit the decision of the Central Committee. Thus, the Commission asked him to furnish the Central Committee decision attested by the signature of the office bearers. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स Israeli opposition parties have reached an agreement to form a new government that would end Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year tenure as Prime Minister. Yair Lapid, leader of the centrist Yesh Atid party, announced an 8-faction coalition had been formed. Under a rotation arrangement, the head of the right-wing Yamina party, Naftali Bennett, would serve as Prime Minister first before handing over to Lapid. There still needs to be a parliamentary vote before the government is sworn in. NASA has announced that it is sending two new missions to Venus in order to examine the planet's atmosphere and geological features. The missions, which have each been awarded $500 million in funding, are due to launch between 2028 and 30. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions would offer the chance to investigate a planet that we have not been in more than 30 years. However, other vessels have made flybys since then. The missions were picked following a peer review process and were chosen based on their potential scientific value and the feasibility of their development plans. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in province 1, along with hilly region of the rest of the province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of province 1 and hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again, ongoing prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley extended till 14th of June. Government to administer recently received Chinese anti-COVID-19 vaccine to people aged between 60 and 64 years from 8th of June. Ministry of Health and Population reports 7,219 recoveries from corona infection and 5,360 new cases in the past 24 hours. And Israel opposition parties agree to form new unity government. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.